Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to The Rabbit Hole with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We should warn you that this is unscripted and unplanned, and sometimes there are swears. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the 3 Minute Theatre Manchester, this is The Rabbit Hole!
Wow, wow.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, calm down, guys. Let's not peak too soon. We are in Manchester,
yeah.
and we've been in Manchester. We got in Manchester yesterday, mm-hmm. and I like Manchester a lot, although I have mainly seen all the really boring places where Catherine grew up.
Well?
We were in the car yesterday. Hey, I went to fucking ballet there.
Sounds just like me, right?
My fucking mum told me off there.
We went in the Tesco where I got lost. That was a good story.
Sucked off 10 lads there. I got my first gun there. That has been pretty much...
I will be testing you on those places, so yeah. You're paying attention.
But today, we're walking around Manchester and we've seen...
well, scenes, I think.
We've seen... And I do like Manchester. It's easy to kind of knock a region and all that London-centric stuff. But who actually lives in Manchester?
Some people.
who doesn't live in Manchester? The others, okay.
Some other people.
Okay, well, that's narrowed that down. It's a split. There's an audience's split there in a percentage. And but tonight we've seen a young gentleman smoking the Spice cigarette.
Yeah, doing a dance all by himself.
The Spice! The Spice! It really... I haven't had a drug for... It's going to be 13 years this September, right? And I'm looking at the Spice thinking... Ooh,
really?
Ooh, I could be tempted. Yeah, because I don't...
He looked like he dropped something and he couldn't find it. It was all this.
He had a Spice fag on, right? You smoke it, mm-hmm. right? And he's staggering around like this. And his mate is going, give us the fucking fag. And he wouldn't give it to him.
Well, no.
He would not give it to him. He was completely adamant that he was having none of it. And there is a part of me, the romantic part of me... that looks at that and thinks, oh, those guys are having fun.
Well,
I want to have that kind of fun.
And then the sensible me goes, look around, people pushing buggies past and stuff, people out going shopping, grandmas with the trolleys, and this lad's in there with his lost cigarette.
But then we saw a lad, he had a really, really bad cough. A really bad, literally, it was just outside it.
Like the plague it was, wasn't it?
But what he was doing, when I cough, and what I've taught my boys to do, is when we cough, we put our hands over our mouths. and if it's a hacking cough, you turn to the side of it.
This bloke, you could see his epiglottis going, couldn't you? He was like...
he put his hands behind his back.
He was putting his weight behind it, wasn't he?
And there was a fella coming up. He coughed in his face. He coughed in his face. And I said to the young man, that's disgusting. He should have put his hand over his mouth. That is bang out of order. And then I said, and the fellow went, yeah, that was horrible. And then I said, that's how the zombie plague starts.
True.
And he looked at me and went, what? I went, that's how the zombie plague starts, isn't it? Is that we all cough in each other's faces and we get the zombie plague.
Yeah.
And he looked, he walked
keep
off.
Keep walking, Ian, keep walking.
He walked off. I just remembered I've got to plug my phone in to get a bit of juice.
Okay.
And then we're going to, we'll tell people how they can call it.
Right. I hope you've got the phone number written down because I've completely forgotten it.
No, don't you? No. I have got the phone number. I've got the phone number in a handy little audio package.
Don't forget, if you want to phone the rabbit hole, the number is 0222-222-222-222-222. That's the number.
That's actually the wrong number. I don't know what that is. That is actually the wrong number. Let's try this one.
0203-286-6370.
Let's write it down.
0203-286-6370.
That's the phone number.
Yes.
And if at any point you want to chip in and film us, take pictures, we love it. Honestly, we're not one of those. How dare you? I've been at concerts before with Arthur Lee from Love, and I've seen him smash up video cameras.
Gosh.
Smash up video cameras. But your phone is safe, young lady. Your phone is safe. Don't worry, that's not what I'm saying. What we'll do is we'll open Skype. We've got some answer phone messages as well, but we're going to open Skype and... we're going to see if anybody calls in. We've missed a few calls already. People are idiots. Okay, so Skype is now open. So we'll see if people call in or not. Ah, there's one. There we go, straight in. Hello, you're in the rabbit hole.
Hey, good afternoon today. You are, kid.
Yeah, I'm all right, yes.
Oh, it's only good. Ray, by the way.
Thank you, Ray, yes.
I hope you're all enjoying yourselves there tonight. I'm sorry I can't be there, but, you know, well, it's good.
Well, you say that. Let's go to... shame I can't be there.
For whom?
There we go. Here's one. Hello, yes, you're down the rabbit hole.
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? This is Harry Hardy.
Oh, Harry, Harry No Show Hardy.
Now, Harry, where the bloody hell are you?
I'm back home in the northeast. You guys are really faint. I can't hear you very well.
If you'd been here, like you said you were going to be, you would have heard us a lot better, you muppet.
Listen. I'm sorry, right, but I can't afford to come to Manchester because I haven't been paid for some work.
Oh,
well, you need to speak to your pimp about that. You've donated your ticket to a gentleman who is here this evening.
Yeah, I think he's called Dan. Yeah. He's somewhere in the venue.
Dan is here.
Yeah.
Dan.
Dan, actually, come up here.
There we go.
Well,
Dan.
Can't hear
you,
can
he?
Sit there.
Down. Oh, don't, because he says he's a bit of a stalker. This guy.
In fact, you can sit on his lap if you like.
Oh, geez, this is awkward. So, Dan, you got your ticket off of Harry.
Yes.
And you told us that because you tried to buy a ticket, but it sold out.
Yes.
Hadn't sold out. So, hadn't sold out. So, that was a lie. But that's fine. That's fine. Now, we have previous, because you tweeted me to say that you were stood near me in a hotel.
So, the story was I was stood in a hotel and you were sat with someone having a meeting in a hotel bar.
And I tweeted him saying, come over and say hi. I'd be always nice to meet a fan.
So like a dick, I walked across past this gentleman three times until I realised it wasn't you.
It wasn't me. Of course it wasn't me. I wouldn't invite a stranger to interrupt an important meeting in a hotel. Why would I have a meeting in a hotel lobby, for crying out loud?
He had a beard and a grey suit. It was...
Both my trademarks are gone now, guys. But you are here this evening.
Yes.
And just tell us, you had a funny story about your wife. You're like this.
If this is on the podcast, she's not going to be my wife anymore.
No.
I said to my wife last night, I'm going to go and see Ian Lee. Unfortunately, I only get one ticket because I've got it off Harry. Thanks, Harry.
Thanks, Harry.
And her words
were... Hello, I'm Harry.
Her words were, it's okay, he drew you a night. And I went, oh, are you not worried you can't come? And she went, no, I think he's a prick. And I told her I was going to have this story, and she said, don't put it in the show.
It's in the show, and it's in, it's lodged in my throat, for goodness sakes, Dan. But you're here.
Yep.
Now you recognise my face.
Well, it was the same face that I saw in the hotel.
It was a different man.
But it might have been a different man, but he looked like you.
He couldn't have stolen my face, could he?
Potentially.
Dan, thank you very much. Round of applause for Dan, please. Thanks, Harry.
Ta-da.
He's gone. Let's see who this is. Hello, you're live down the rabbit hole.
Trade points. Up your bum, tell your mum, trade points.
No, she knows it.
Kath, you take... hang on, let's accept that friend's request.
That's the same fella, isn't it?
No, that was someone different. You talk to this one.
All right, let's see who this is.
We're ringing someone back who called in and we just missed their call.
Yeah?
Hello, you're down the rabbit hole. Who's that?
It's Tommy from Sweden.
Oh, hello, Tom. Where did you get this phone number?
Tom's gone. I want Tom back.
Oh, aren't you intrigued?
I'm slightly nervous. No. We'll go to him in a bit.
Yeah.
Let's try this. We'll play some answer phone messages in a bit, I think. Let's just try this Tom, Swedish Tom again. He's got an interesting logo. Keep calm and do your thing.
Yeah. Looks like he's doing it without us.
I just can't get enough of those keep calm things. The possibilities are almost endless. Okay, he's not. Let's take this call. Oh, there we go.
Hello, you're down the rabbit hole. Who's that?
Good morning, Rabbit Hole.
Oh, Jesus. It's Australian
Aussie
guy.
Julian.
It's fantastic here. It's everyone's favourite Australian, Julian, here, visiting the rabbit hole once again.
We're delighted to hear from you, aren't we? Yeah! So how's Australia looking, as if we didn't know?
What insightful contribution would you like? If you're filming us, you better not be filming us in portrait. That was portrait. Was that a picture or were you filming? Okay,
no,
I apologise.
As you were.
I apologise. I'm so sorry. You were holding it for a long time. I thought it was filming. I thought you were filming in portrait. I would have had to have asked you to leave. I'm so sorry. You continue taking your portrait pictures in portrait. That's fine. I'm sorry.
Everyone's
I'm
familiar
sorry.
With the portrait rule, right?
Please don't film us in portrait pictures.
Makes him very angry.
I am so, so sorry. That was unprecedented. I'm sorry. But buy that lady a drink, the gentleman with her. Julia, give us something interesting this week, please.
Well, look, I want to know, who do you reckon's got the worst haircut, Kim Jong-il or Donald Trump?
Oh.
Satire. Isn't Kim Jong-il dead?
No.
Oh, Kim Jong-sal or whichever
yes,
Kim
is.
Jong
You're thinking
about.
Of Kim Jong-un.
Un, that's
un.
Him.
Un. Well, there's nothing, I don't think you can go wrong with a good old-fashioned bowl cut. I wish I could pull it off.
What, like a medieval monk?
I wish I could pull off Kim Jong-un.
Oh, God.
Imagine.
Now, Ian.
Yes?
Ian, the reason I want to know...
Oh, is there a reason, is there, Jude? Yes.
I'm going to North Korea in 4 weeks, and I just want to know if I should have a haircut like his or a haircut like Donald
Are
Trump.
Are you really going to North Korea?
I'm really going to North Korea.
Why are you doing that? I'm genuinely envious because I would love to go to North Korea.
Well, you can't because you're a journalist, but I can.
He's not.
I'm not a journalist. I'm just a bloke.
Well, okay. Well, good luck. Have a go anyway. But no, I definitely am going. 20th of next month, I'll be
right,
in Korea.
Okay, well, here's some advice then. He loves people taking the piss out of him. So, yeah, get your hair cut just like him.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Yes. I would love to go to North Korea.
I fancy
not with
well.
That gobshite. but I would love to go. You can go for about 5,000.
Yeah, but don't you have to have an armed guard, but you have to have like a security presence at all times.
They totally monitor everything that you're doing and they bug your rooms and all of that kind of stuff. I want to play some answer phone messages.
Yeah.
And normally, here's the thing, people can phone up during the when we're not on air and leave answer phone messages. And normally we don't know who's left the answer phone messages. But bizarrely, literally, just as we were about to come out from the luxurious green room, a gentleman came up to us and went, I'm Zach. We said, you're not Zach, who's a prick, and he went, no. But I said, you're not Zach that's left me a couple of answer phone messages, are you? And he went, yeah, I am. And I was really surprised. So I'm going to play both answer phone messages, and then we're going to introduce you to Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the first one.
Hi, my name's Zach.
And my name's Pat.
And we're going to do our Jimmy Savile impressions.
Hi, Jimmy. Can you fix it for me?
Another, another, another. What do we have here? Oh, Jimmy Savile.
This is the winner. Bye.
Zach or Patrick?
There's something very uncomfortable about hearing really bad impressions, because they were awful.
Isn't it, though?
Isn't it? Zach, where are you? Come down here, young man. Give Zach a round of applause. Yay! Come on. Come on, Zach. Come on, Zach. Come on. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Sit down. You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Zach, first of all, I thought both your Jimmy Savile impressions were terrible.
Thanks.
I thought they were awful, because Jimmy Savile's now Nolden Nolden. He's more in the back of the throat. No, Catherine's saying.
You can't do that.
I'm not. Okay. Zach, come and get closer to the microphone, young man.
Yeah.
You've brought presents for us. What have you got for us?
I've got some Donald Trump toilet paper and some Marmite.
Everything
you need for the US?
Yes.
Why have you brought these?
Well, my uncle brought me some, and I thought I'd just bring you some as well.
Oh, well, that's very kind. What do you want to? Is this okay? This is actual Marmite. Thank you. Do you not like Marmite?
I do, but my dad doesn't.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is great.
Is it sealed?
Well,
just want to check.
No, is that seal broken? Well, it looks sealed. Okay. What do you want to be when you grow up, Zach?
A mental health nurse.
It's a very noble profession to be in. Genuinely, that's a brilliant profession to be in. Why do you want to do that?
To help people like my dad.
Is your dad? Your dad struggles a bit, does he?
No, he's fine. It's just a.
He's all right, is he?
Yeah. I just, my dad works with a mental health nurse and with people like that, and I wanted to be like him.
Oh. No, well. Well, I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
Who's the old man you're with?
It's my dad, yeah.
He said he was your granddad. He's disowned you. He's done a Judas on you.
Dad.
Listen, this is your... You're live on the internet. You're live in front of the audience here in Manchester at the 3 Minute Theatre. You're live as part of the Rabbit Hole experience. What would you like to say to the people at home listening to this?
You should all love Donald Trump.
Get off the stage, boy. Get off the stage. Give him a round of applause. It was good, that, wasn't it? He was good.
The youth of Manchester speaks.
We've missed a couple of phone calls, so let's ring. Let's ring some. Oh. What does that mean? Let's try this one. Go on.
Hello, you're down the rabbit hole. Who's that?
All right, kid.
All right, what's shaking?
All right, it's shaking down. This is Larry from Manchester. How you doing? Hey, are you having the mick?
Are we having the mick? Go on, tell us what you want to say, Larry.
I want to say you're looking fine tonight.
Thanks very much. You're sounding...
No, I meant the fella.
Yeah.
So, what's cracking?
Oh, it's cracking.
Mad Fred.
Is this the bloke we saw that was taking spice in the town centre?
I think the medication's wearing off. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was the rabbit hole.
And don't forget, we record these in front of a live audience. If you want to be part of it, you need to go to
www.ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. ticketsource.co.uk/Ian IAIN-LEE.
And we'll see you down the rabbit hole.
It's an Alex Dagi production.
Me like you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.